Lisa Pereira is here again with It Says in the Papers.
As campaigning for the presidency enters its first full day, several papers carry reports on the candidates. On the front of the Irish Independent, Jim Gavin is pictured with his wife Jennifer on walkabout in the Dublin suburb of Rathfarnham. There are photos and stories about Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly too, but the Independent, Irish Times and Irish Examiner shine a spotlight on the person who won't be campaigning, Maria Steen. There's finger-pointing and accusation, both from Ms. Steen and from her supporters. The Examiner quotes Ms. Steen outside Leinster House yesterday as saying, "The political consensus has rarely seemed so oppressive or detached from the wishes of the public." The Irish Times reports that there's a fierce blame game ongoing as supporters of Ms. Steen point the finger at those they feel let them down. Housing is a front page headline for four newspapers this morning. Housing crisis to worsen as wages soar in construction. That's on the front of the Independent. The story is based on the ESRI report, which warns that wages in construction are rising rapidly. This points to a potential overheating in the sector, says the article, and puts government plans to tackle the housing crisis at risk. The Irish Times also leads with the ESRI report. In addition to the warning to scale back spending, the paper highlights the ESRI's prediction that government will fail to meet its housing targets both this year and next. The Irish Daily Mail and the Examiner both report on potential tax incentives for builders in next month's budget. Developers to get tax breaks for new build apartments, says the Mail. In what it labels an exclusive, the paper says it can reveal that VAT on new build apartments will be reduced from the current rate of 13.5%. The Examiner is more circumspect, reporting that the Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue's opposition to tax breaks for developers appears to be loosening. At a meeting of the Oireachtas Budgetary Oversight Committee yesterday, Minister Donoghue said he still has concerns about some incentives from the past, but the government needs to do more to ensure that homes are built in Ireland. The Irish News reports that the cost incurred for what it calls the flailing A5 road project has soared to £150 million. First approved by Stormont in 2007, the plan to build 60 miles of dual carriageway between new buildings and Auchnacloy has been beset by legal challenges, while more than 50 people have died on the road in those years. Brazen and unlawful is the headline in the Irish Daily Mirror about yesterday's drone attack on a flotilla headed for Gaza. The paper reports that 10 boats were hit by smoke bombs dropped by drones, which have been overflying them off Crete recently. The Mirror quotes Taoiseach Simon Harris as saying the attack, suspected to have been carried out by Israel, was extraordinarily dangerous, and he plans to raise the matter with Tel Aviv. Wayne Rooney's on the front of the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mail. "I'd be dead but for Colleen," is the headline in the Sun. The quote is taken from an interview he did with Rio Ferdinand for his podcast Rio Ferdinand Presents. In an emotional interview, Rooney told Ferdinand that he'd once drunk for 2 days straight before a game, scored a couple of goals, and hit the bottle again for another 48 hours. He described Colleen as the best person who stood by him through a string of scandals, including infidelities, and knew how to help him manage his demons.